there, it's Julie for Dobbs. Since 1976, drivers have counted on us for bumper-to-bumper tire and auto service. And Dobbs now has more than 40 locations. One's probably close to you. Come see us today.
For deals you can use, click on gotodobbs.com now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Where the Rawlings Experience at Westport Plaza, a new store slash museum slash headquarters, and Eric Reinsfelder is the Vice President of Brand Marketing for Rawlings, and he joins us at our studio table now. Eric, thanks for having us here this morning. This is incredible. How you doing?
Our pleasure, and thank you for being here. Doing great. We're super excited and thrilled to do the ribbon cutting and unveil the Rawlings Retail Experience.
So what is happening today? Let's give the fans out there, they love baseball, what is happening today?
Yeah, a lot going on. So, you know, we've had a lot of media in early, but the festivities start with Fred Bird, who's out in front of our store now from 8:30 to 9:30. Ozzie Smith just walked past us as we were getting ready to go on, and he'll be here for a while to do some meet and greets. A little later this afternoon, Ted Simmons will be here to do the same thing. So we have a lot of things planned, and you know, keep things exciting.
What a great history Rawlings has in St. Louis. I know that's something that, first of all, you personally, but it seems like everybody that I talk to from Rawlings is very proud of Rawlings' history here in this town.
Great to hear you say that, and we are. I mean, we've been here for 137 years, established in St. Louis in 1887, and a lot of people don't know we're here, and that's part of the reason we're doing what we're doing with this experience, and in a small way to give back to the fans. And as you described it, it's a hybrid, right? You can come here, and you've got some interactive things that you can hit in our batting cage or design your own custom glove with our glove experts, to shopping retail store where you can see, you know, products that aren't available anywhere else.
How did this come about?
Well, it started with, you know, sort of the ideation of moving our corporate offices and combining that with sort of a flagship brand store. So we moved our corporate offices to Westport here in the Gold Building in December, and are opening this in April. It was about a 3-4 year process of sort of the ideas, but when we really started putting it into action, it was about a year and a half to make it all happen.
Eric Reinsfelder is the Vice President of Brand Marketing for Rawlings. And Eric, the first time I read and heard about this facility, I live close, so I'm aware of all of the baseball and softball teams that stay at Westport and around Westport during the summer, because they come to they play down by Creve-Coeur Park, and they play out in Chesterfield. And one thing I said earlier is every kid in this region needs to show up, whether they're a fan or not, baseball, softball, male, female. They need to show up at this place at some point.
Yeah, we welcome them, and we welcome them to Westport. And well, Westport's gone through a transformation. Certainly our space is new and exciting, but Westport has provided this fantastic green space in front of us. They leveled an acre's worth of buildings, so we're going to put a giant TV on our storefront, so you'll be able to come and watch games or have movie nights and bring the family. You know, they've transformed, you know, Bar 360 on top of our office building. There's a luxury apartment going in. There's the soda fountain. So it's really going through a transformation.
Somebody walks through the doors, describe the interactive part of what they're going to get and the displays that are here.
Yeah, I mean, when you walk in, there's a lot that's going to hit you right away, right? There's color. It's very baseball, softball-centric. First thing you see when you walk in is a giant cutaway baseball, and you can learn some fun facts about the baseball. You can see the giant gold glove in front of our glove vault. The glove vault is really, really special and honors those that have won a Rawlings Gold Glove Award since 1957. That's our award. And there's some Hall of Fame inductees, our Rawlings Gold Glove Hall of Famers, and they have their own locker curated with some memorabilia, their jerseys, cool, and some other items like that.
So as somebody who's in the business, for you, what's the coolest part of this?
You know, I think one of the coolest things is sort of telling the story, right? I mean, when you're looking at some of these artifacts and we're looking at a price list from 1913 where a glove was $4 to our old catalogs, we have, you know, old gloves, whether that's a Marty Marion or Stan Musial glove, and we have all kinds of things on display. And when you see the history, it's kind of the storytelling part that's fun. It's modern day, but it's also the history.
How did you procure the memorabilia?
A lot of it's out of our archives.
Okay.
You know, that's kind of what we decided to do, is put that on display.
And you've got the museum portion in back, listing all of the Gold Glove winners over the years, year by year. I'm still struck by the fact that a couple of years ago the Cardinals had 5 Gold Glovers. It's just amazing.
Yeah, that was great. That was historic, you know, for a team to win that many. And we were excited, certainly being in St. Louis, to do that.
And by the way, and I wasn't aware of this until the baseball writers' dinner last year, but what Victor Scott accomplished in winning a minor league Gold Glove in center field was pretty remarkable too, wasn't it?
Yes, very good. We did extend the Rawlings Gold Glove Award to the minor leagues as well. And yeah, it is remarkable and great to see him in the major leagues.
How about the reaction that you're getting already this morning?
The reaction's been phenomenal. You can feel the buzz. I think Randy mentioned just our employees are super excited and super proud. But beyond that, you know, some of the media and some of the other folks that we've had in already, there's a buzz. There's a level of excitement.
How does a player decide what glove they want to use? I mean, they call your people, I would assume, and there's trapeze, there's outfield glove, infield glove. I mean, some guys have 5 gloves. How do they figure out what kind of glove they want?
Yeah, well, are you talking about at a pro level?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, at the pro level, obviously different. You know, they've been playing for a while, so they know what works. You know, kind of by position, you start there, right? By pattern, the fit, the size, the webbing. And then you get into the cosmetics, the stamping, what gets embroidered. Is it a nickname? Is it my name? Do I want any embroidery? What color lacing do I have?
Sure.
That kind of stuff. A lot of color in gloves now, which is exciting. But we have 3 pro reps that service, you know, the major league teams. So they're in and out of the clubhouses and dealing with players on a one-on-one basis all the time. And each one of those pro player gloves is a custom glove.
And by the way, Eric, while Rawlings is the dominant glove manufacturer, you're getting stronger back into the bat game too, right? As competitive as that bat game is, tell us what's going on with Rawlings bats.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We are known for our gloves and our baseballs, but yeah, bats is a big category and a category of growth for us. Where we're taking back where we think is our rightful share. You know, we acquired Easton about 3 years ago. Easton, really known as a bat company, and that has strengthened our bat business for both the Rawlings brand and the Easton brand. And so we're regaining a lot of share there with innovation.
Yeah, and finally, like Dan and me, you're a dog person. You have to love the bat dogs, right? We need to have more dogs that go get gloves for players and bring them back into the dugout for them.
I'm with you 100%. Yes, I agree.
Hey, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah. My pleasure. Thanks for having me, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be here, Eric. Thank you very much.
All right.
Eric Reinsfelder, he is the Vice President of Brand Marketing for St. Louis-based Rawlings Sporting Goods, and you need to stop by here at Westport, the Rawlings Experience. And we're going to be here until 10, but throughout the day there will be a lot of great things happening here at the Rawlings Experience.